Report, 49 fully vaccinated in New Jersey have died of the coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on July 22, 2021. Dozens of fully vaccinated people in New Jersey have died of the Chinese coronavirus, according to the state's Department of Health. Governor Phil Murphy, D., announced Monday that vaccines in New Jersey were proving to be 99.9% effective in the Garden State, reporting 84 breakthrough hospitalizations and 31 deaths among the vaccinated. But this week, a state health official confirmed that 49 people who were fully vaccinated have died of the virus as of July 12. More than half of those had underlying health conditions. Donna Lusner, a spokeswoman for the State Department of Health, told NJ.com. It remains unclear how many fatalities, if any, are connected to nursing homes, but all of them occurred in people over the age of 50. Per the report, all of the deaths were people over age 50, with 30 of them over age 80. 13 of the deaths were people between the ages of 65 and 79, and 6 were between the ages of 50 and 64, Lusner said. Of the 27 deaths of people with underlying conditions, 17 had cardiovascular disease, 7 had diabetes and 9 had cancer or other immunocompromised conditions, she said. 5 had chronic lung conditions, 3 had chronic kidney disease, 1 had chronic liver disease and 5 others are listed as other chronic diseases. Some of the people who died had more than one underlying condition. State Communicable Disease Service Medical Director Ed Lifshitz put the fatalities in perspective, reiterating that the data shows the vaccines to be 99.999% effective in preventing deaths due to COVID-19. It is important to point out that 49 deaths due to COVID-19 among 4.8 million fully vaccinated state residents is slightly greater than 1 in 100,000 fully vaccinated individuals, Lifshitz said. The news comes as vaccine hesitancy comes to the spotlight as public health officials urge all eligible Americans to get vaccinated. Nearly half of those who are not vaccinated cite concerns over expedited vaccine development, as well as worries over safety and adverse side effects. Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recognized a link between mRNA vaccines and the development of heart inflammation conditions, primarily in younger men. This month, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, added a warning label to the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine over links to a rare neurological condition, Guillain-Barré syndrome. Reports of adverse events following use of the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine under emergency use authorization suggest an increased risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome during the 42 days following vaccination, the updated fact sheet reads. None of the vaccines in the United States, Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, have received full FDA approval, operating under emergency use authorization, EUA. Though it remains highly unpopular among Americans, some public health experts believe vaccination mandates will become more likely if the FDA approves the vaccines.